the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Can you imagine a world where everyone knows they can make a difference? What if controversy is your ticket to success and new possibilities, to being a leader in creating a different reality? Do you have the courage to create something greater than has ever existed before? This is The Value of Controversy, presented by facilitators of Access Consciousness. Join us now for the tools, techniques, and awareness you need to create a world that you would be grateful to live in. Now, here are your hosts.
Hello, and welcome everyone to The Value of Controversy. I am Tamara Yonker. I'm an Access Consciousness facilitator, and my co-hosts joining me today for the show are two more Access Consciousness facilitators. And Maxwell is here with us today. She's also known as the Kid Whisperer. Welcome to the show, Anne.
Hi, Tamara. I'm so happy to be on the show with you today.
Me too. I think it's going to be a fun call.
I love the topic, yes.
Yeah, and we also have Leeson Bengtsson. She is also an Access Consciousness facilitator. Say hi, Leeson.
Hi, Tamara here. So happy to be here today.
So we're obviously excited to be here today, and today's topic is creation from controversy. What if you could create your life with more ease and more fun? We're going to talk today about the four elements of creation that can allow you to create outside of the limitations of what is considered normal in this reality. And those four elements are question, choice, possibility, and contribution. So what if using these four elements of creation could create, generate, and expand your life in ways you haven't yet imagined? Before we begin our conversation today, I just want to remind everyone that if you'd like to connect with us in between the shows, we have a Facebook page called The Value of Controversy. You can also follow us on Twitter at @the_V_O_C, and you can also connect with us via email at radio@thevalueofcontroversy.com. So let's get started. Let's talk about creation. There's definitely a sense of creation, I would say, from the point of view of this reality. And let's talk about that a little bit, and also the different ways that creation can be done from controversy.
Yes. Awesome to begin there. It's one area that I have been enjoying a lot, because when I began my business a lot of years ago, I was definitely trying to figure out how to do it right. And I was also talking to a lot of people and going to classes. And it was all about concluding what would be the right way to create my business. And it never worked. How did it work for you guys?
I love it that you say that.
Yeah. and to create based on what other people have come up with, it was really a non-starter for me, too. It's like, oh, my God, that's not going to work.
I love that we did a 10-year plan, and when I went home, I was so happy, so excited. And the next day, I was like, who is that? Like, how do I do it today? I was like, I've done it yesterday, and it's done. So why would I use it today?
Right.
And then other people, really, it worked for them. I mean, it didn't work for me. I was like, oh, I have to figure out something different for me.
Right.
That's why when Access came along and Gary was like, yeah, you have to be in the question. You have to create differently. I'm like, oh, God, yes. So that's why I'm so excited about this area.
Yeah, that made such a difference for me. I know when I first started to go out on my own and shift out of the business career I had for 20 years become a coach and a facilitator, and I realized, wow, just because I have, you know, all this business experience doesn't mean I know how to be an entrepreneur. So I thought the best thing to do would be to educate myself, and I took all these courses on marketing and how to promote yourself and, you know, get yourself out there. And everyone had a system. Everyone says you've got to follow this step-by-step system, and if you follow this step-by-step system exactly as we've trained you to do, then you will be successful. And it was full of answers. full of answers. And it wasn't until Access that the question was introduced to me, and it was like, what if you follow the energy based on the questions that you ask and make choices based on the possibilities that are presented to you from the questions that you ask instead of following somebody else's system of answers? It was a whole new world opened up to me then.
I totally get you. It's like network marketing. It's totally a box, and you go into it, and it basically works, but it never goes outside the box.
And I always felt like such a failure when it didn't work. You know, I always thought that there was something wrong with me, or if I just tried a little bit harder, or I got another survey out, or I did a, you know, another this or another that, that it would work better. And I go back to my notes from the classes and the people that were teaching me all this stuff, and it was just pure answers. And then when I started asking questions, like what difference, what's the difference that I can, that I have to offer to the, to this particular area, and what difference can I be in the lives of these people that I'm looking to work with and to connect with? All kinds of different things opened up, right?
So, listeners, if you also have a feeling of being a failure or it hasn't worked for you in this reality to create from everything you see around you, hey, you're awesome. Create something different.
Right.
And start with this, with the questions. It's awesome to ask questions. It's like, it's so brilliant. I never thought it could be so easy.
Well, and the thing about asking questions and then choosing, there's, isn't it true for you guys that when you choose something, there's a particular energy that's created? And what if that's actually the energy of what's going to happen as a result of that choice? And, and it was such a different way for me to look at things and to look at my life and to look at the kinds of things, choices that I was making. Because when you choose and the, if the energy comes up and it's something that you're not, that you know isn't going to work for you, you can just simply choose something else, right? And then see what that's going to be like. Does that make sense?
Yes.
I have a friend. We have a friend who was in her 40s, single, looking to connect, and she chose to go out on a date with a guy that she didn't really like, and she did it because she was sort of desperate, was what she said. And she's in the relationship now a year and a half, 2 years later, and the relationship has panned out exactly the way the energy was when she chose to go on that first date and went anyway, even though she knew it wasn't going to be to her liking. You know, like that kind of stuff. Like how many times do we stick ourselves with,
sense it already.
Right? Yeah. Some preconceived notion about this reality and what we have to do in order to fit in and blah, 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 blah. And then we end up living that, and it's almost like living a lie, right? Yeah. And how cool is it to have these tools?
It's exactly like living a lie.
Huh?
It's exactly like living a lie.
It totally is, right?
Well, maybe we don't even think that something different is possible because we're like, oh, this can work, so let's try it out instead of going for shooting for something that you do not even know what the outcome will be.
And
that's what I love creating from.
Yeah.
It's so different, but you have no control. You do not know what's going to end up. You just have a sense of it. You have to keep being in the question. And just be there.
And the energy
and choose,
of that, Lisa
and
Tamara, is so different from just like muscling your way through, right? Like, I decided this, so I'm going to do it.
Definitely.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's why I like the adventure of creation.
I love the adventure part.
Adventure of creation. Yeah, let's talk more about that, because that is what I have actually discovered to be the most fun. That whole thing about, you know, answers, having answers and having somebody, it's like you're using somebody else's system or the way things should be. And I felt, you know, I felt myself often stuck in this world of like either or, you know, here's your option. You have this option or this option or this option. And I would sit there and go, well, you know, how many times have you looked at your options and went, I don't like any of them. and I started, you know, just the simple thing of asking a question. It was amazing to me how beginning to ask a question, even as simple as what else is possible, started to open up the energy to not just these, you know, two or three or four or even six options that I had in front of me, but possibilities, you know, just by asking that question, what else is possible? It was like this magic wand that revealed all the possibilities that were already there, but I wasn't necessarily willing to be open to them because I was so focused on the options in front of me.
Yeah.
And asking questions just changes the energy immediately and starts showing you where there's all kinds of possibility available that maybe your mind didn't think of because it wasn't part of a kind of appropriate answer system that we've been fed from this reality, so to speak.
Mm.
So what are some of the questions that you guys have asked?
I just want to say something with what Tamara said. I even caught myself in the options that were great. Like, they were positive options, and they were amazing, but they were still not beyond. They were still options. So I wasn't in the question at all that there was a different choice. I found amazing options, and that almost, like, skewered what was possible because I was looking for amazing stuff, and they were amazing, but they were still a limited version of what's possible.
I love that, Leeson, because there was I went to the 7-day with Gary Douglas in October, and you both were there, and he came up with a question that I wrote down. It's something that I keep close and I keep on my desk and I look at every day. What if you choose something that is so far beyond any result you knew was possible that you received something you never knew you even wanted to ask for?
Wow.
That question is so inspiring to me. Like I said, I keep it right on my desk because I'm like, if my mind can conceive it and I can envision it or I can imagine it, it's like, oh, that's already too limited. What else is possible? What else is beyond anything my mind has ever conceived, defined, or imagined?
I will ask you to repeat that question again. I think some people more would like to hear it.
Okay. It is, what if you choose something that is so far beyond, or what if you chose, it's that question. What if you chose something that's so far beyond any result you knew was possible that you received something you never knew you even wanted to ask for?
Mm. Awesome.
And I think that relates exactly to what you were just talking about, Leeson. Like, you've got all these great options in front of you. You're like, wow, that's an amazing thing. That I could choose that. That's amazing. That's amazing. That's amazing. And still, something greater is possible.
Yes. And maybe we should also clarify the difference between option and possibilities.
Please.
Where do we start? Should I go? Yeah, cool. When I see, look at the energy of options, it's basically what I can conclude from, and I can really figure them out. And possibilities, they come, they're instantaneously there. They're to be, like, chosen in the moment. And I basically never know exactly what they're going to create.
Yeah, I think of possibilities as something that I can play with. There's more of an adventure there because I don't necessarily have, there's no outcome guarantee. There's no certainty.
No.
I'm playing with a possibility versus, like you said, with options. It's usually based on a judgment or a conclusion or some decision that I've made. It's kind of like, here I am now, and I'm going to work my way to, the goal or the outcome that I desire. To me, that's the difference between possibilities and options.
And isn't something else here that when you create from, when you function from question, choice, possibility, and contribution, isn't the outcome something that you, like you were talking, like that question that Gary gave us brings to mind, isn't the outcome something beyond anything that we could even imagine was possible, as opposed to the ka-thunk of I'm going to have this many clients or I'm going to do this project or, whatever the sort of concretizing is of options?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Sorry.
Well,
go ahead.
It's that sense of like when you ask a question, it opens a door. And when you function from a conclusion, it sort of contracts the energy or it sort of stops the energy. It doesn't really allow for more or it doesn't allow anything different to show up, because you've already decided what you want it to look like or what it's supposed to look like or what it's appropriate to look like, your outcome or the result that you've decided you want.
Right, and then when you have that I've found that to be true, and when you have that kind of linear focus, the possibilities that are out there are invisible to you, and you can't see them because of the focus that you have on whatever that prescribed outcome is.
Yeah, it's like with blinders on. I love that. The linear thing. That's what's really shifted for me a lot, is recognizing that creation, that adventure of creation, is not linear at all. And I have had that demonstrated in my life over and over and over again since I started playing with these four elements of question, choice, possibility, and contribution.
So an example of a of two questions, two different questions that can create two different, totally different outcomes. What would it take for me to have a blue 2006 BMW, right? Something that specific versus what would it take to have a car that was so much fun to drive, that looked good wrapped around my shoulders, and that would expand my life, you know, like that, which just opens up so much more than the blue 2006 BMW, right?
Absolutely.
And a lot of people learn that we have to ask questions that are very, very precisely, like with details, and
right.
It does minimize the possibilities that we can create from. And that's where I love the energy adventure, because I don't know, but I can ask for something that's greater and beyond what I know in this reality. Because basically, when I've been creating or using imagination or looking into the future, I've always mostly looked at the energy that I know about already from today. So I'm not in the question about what else is possible. That's why I love that question. Even if I can sense something, hey, what's else there? How does it get any better than this? Because it's beyond what I can be conclude in my head, because my head is so valuable in this reality. But still, if I only create from that, it's just what I have seen so far, or I've read, or whatever is around me, and I want to go beyond that.
Yeah.
And I think that's why we are here. Like, how can we contribute for people to create beyond this reality? Like, where we get stuck in limitations, where we get stuck in judgments about I cannot, or I can't afford, I don't have the money, I don't know how to do it. I'm just looking for what would work for me. What would be really awesome to create today that I've never even looked at or chosen as? And how often do we really ask questions that would really create a different reality?
Right. And part of it is you know, I work a lot with kids and with parents, and parents want to be good parents, right? Yeah. Business people want to be successful at what they do. Everybody has sort of an idea about what that looks like in order to, quote, be a success. And the limitation that's involved in then judging yourself and making sure that you fit in and that you do everything that's prescribed versus the expansion that happens when you ask a question. And what if questions are actually designed to bring up an energy as opposed to an answer, right? A question is not a statement with a question mark at the end of it, but a question is a question that's designed to open, to bring, to take you beyond, like, your wildest dreams and your imagination. Huh?
Yeah, to open up the energy of contribution and receiving.
Yes. Yeah.
Because I today we went on the walk, Jonas and I, in the forest, and I was like, everything I really asked for is being created in my life. It's beyond amazing. And I feel like, hey, what else can I ask for that I haven't even looked at or even thought I could ask for?
Right. Cool.
Yeah, great questions, Lisa, and I love that. And I think that's exactly it, Anne, is that when you're asking a question, you're not actually looking for an answer. You're opening yourself up to a greater awareness of what else is possible that your mind may not have ever experienced before, because the mind likes to go into its reference library of what it already knows and all of its experiences and everything it's learned. And when you ask a question, it's inviting an energy, like you said, an energy to come up that goes beyond that limitation of the mind. So.
Right. And so on a really practical level, like, what do you want for dinner? Is that a question or a statement with a question mark at the end of it? Isn't it actually a question with a statement with a question mark at the end of it? Because it presupposes, A, that you're hungry, B, that you would like dinner, and C, that you're going
to
eat it, right?
As opposed to,
are you hungry, right? And
yeah.
I mention this stuff to parents, and they go, oh, right? Like, when are you going to get your homework done? But you can feel the contraction in there and the pushback from the kids, as opposed to, do you have any homework? Right? It's like totally,
yeah.
And it just sets up such a different dynamic and such a different energy in the home and such a different connection between you and whatever it is that, or whoever it is that you're with, whether it's your kids or your spouse or your business or the project that you're working on or whatever, to ask a question that's expansive and generative as opposed to cha-chunk.
Yeah, yeah. I love where this conversation is going. This is some great stuff. So we're going to take a quick break right now, and I invite our listening audience to stay tuned with us. We'll be right back after these quick messages. Thank you.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Dane here. Have you felt different your whole life? A dreamer, a seeker, an outsider? Always wrong no matter how hard you try? What if there's a completely different way of functioning in this reality? What if you, truly being you, could change everything and the world? If you'd like to find out, go to beingyouclass.com. 12 years ago, I was on the verge of suicide, and I came into contact with some amazing tools that changed everything for me. Today, I live a life I couldn't even imagine possible at that time. I have the honor of traveling around the world facilitating thousands of people on how to change their lives with these very tools. I'd like to share some of them with you. Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for my free video series, My Gift to You. What if the tools to change everything are available now? In February, you can join me for a 3.5-day intensive class in Hawaii. Are you ready to explore these tools in this energy live? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com. You know if this is for you. You always do.
Do you realize that happiness is just a choice? Or have you been, told, have you been trained to the idea that unhappiness is something you have to deal with and happiness is something you have to get rid of? How does that occur? Well, when you're sad and unhappy, people go, "Oh, what's wrong, sweetheart?" And when you're happy and you're having a good time, they go, "What drug are you on?" So why is happiness a wrongness? And why is unhappiness a rightness? And if you really want to know, check out our website, happinessisjustachoice.com. We'll give you more information.
Join Gary and Dr. Dane in Denver, Colorado, January 12th and 13th for the 2-day Happiness is Just a Choice class. Attend in person or stream it live. Go to happinessisjustachoice.com for more information or to register. Isn't it time to be happy?
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel, VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to The Value of Controversy. We invite you to participate in our program today. Call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to radio@thevalueofcontroversy.com. Now, back to The Value of Controversy.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I'm Tamara Yonker, and I am here today with my co-host Anne Maxwell and Leeson Bankson. We're talking about the topic, creation from controversy, and I'd like to invite another one of our show hosts, Marilyn Bradford. She is also an Access Consciousness facilitator. She's going to pop onto the call with us for a little bit and talk with us about, we're going to talk a little bit more about the four components that we mentioned at the beginning of the call. Question, choice, possibility, and contribution. And contribution is not a word that was real familiar to me before I got into Access Consciousness, and I have learned a ton about what contribution is through playing with these elements. And so let's talk about what is contribution, actually. So, Marilyn.
Hi, Tamara. Thank you. I'm enjoying the show. It's just so great.
And unlike you, contribution was not a concept I really understood until I got to Access. Because the way this reality seems to define contribution is you either have to do something, like volunteer your time, you know, or clean the floor or whatever, or you have to give money. Those seem to be the only kinds of contributions that were possible. And once again, Access is always about taking us beyond what we've decided is possible. And there's so many other ways that we can be a contribution. And one of the things I learned through Access was being, actually the energy that you be can be an incredible contribution. When you begin to show up as you, with no judgment, with joy, you walk into a room and you change people's realities. I mean, what a huge contribution that is, to just change people's realities by what you be rather than having to do anything. So that was enormous for me. And I watched, you know, as Gary would walk into a room or as he would do a class, and he would be an energy that would shift everybody in the room. And it was like, oh, wow, we can all be that. We can actually choose. I mean, really simple examples, like if you're angry, you can choose to be joyful. What contribution, if each of us chooses to be joy, what contribution is that in the world? It's amazing. And then the other thing I learned about it was that contribution is often receiving. I remember I once had a client and someone offered her an airline ticket. And she was like, oh, I could never accept that. I do it all on my own. I could never accept that. And I asked her, I said, hey, did it ever occur to you that this person would receive a great deal of joy if you accepted, if you received their gift? I mean, how many of us, certainly me, when I gift somebody something, it feels wonderful. So receiving is actually also a contribution. It's this whole sort of gifting and receiving thing. Anyway, I'm just so grateful for having been able to expand what I knew about contribution through Access, and it's just going to keep getting more and more, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely. That simultaneity of gifting and receiving is really big. I think a lot of times, you know, that whole thing about receiving a gift from somebody or just receiving something in period, so many people resist that because they go, oh, well, if I take that, then there's this, then they feel like there's this obligation to, you know, do something, give them something back or do something in return for what they've received. And then people often will give something, and attached to that giving, there's an expectation that, well, if I give them this or if I do this for them, then, you know, I expect that they do something for me or they give me something back. And contribution is not that at all. It actually is absent of obligation. It's absent of expectation. It's that simultaneity of gifting and receiving that is such a different, yummy, delicious energy.
Cool. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And it's full of kindness as well.
Ah, yes.
So that's what I've seen myself. Like, I've been resisting receiving so much because I basically only learned to give, like, really in the doing part. I was so freaking good at that, and giving also everything from presents and just my time and giving up myself. And I wasn't willing just to be there, be present with people and perceive that that also can be a contribution without giving up myself.
And I'm totally with you guys, and I've been a giver, 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 giver all my life, and it does. It gets to be heavy and dense. And just a really quick story there. I do a lot with play therapists, and I've been a play therapist for a long time, and I've given workshops, and I teach younger people who are newer in the field to do that. And one of them wanted to get together and just sort of pick my brain about some stuff, and we were going to meet for coffee. And I showed up at Starbucks, and she said, can I buy you? She was ordering coffee, and I said, I'll have some tea. And she said, oh, can I get that for you? And my first response was, oh, no, you know, I'm more successful. I've been in the field. I've been doing this. No, I'll get it. But I didn't say that. And I looked at her face, and I remembered this gifting and receiving thing. And I said, thank you. That would be wonderful. And her whole body lit up just like a Christmas tree. She was so excited and so happy, and there was this incredible lightness that went between the two of us, and I almost cried. I thought, oh my God, how much of my life have I spent refusing this or shutting it down or not being available to it because I was so insistent on giving all the time, which from that perspective, there is no receiving and there is no contribution. It's almost like you shove yourself in somebody else's face and say, this is what I'm doing, and if you don't accept it, right, there's something wrong with you. And to go into the lightness of the of that back and forth and just the lightness of thank you, right? And it just lit her being up. It was so cool.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. That's beautiful. And that is exactly the types of experiences that I've had as well, from, you know, being willing to say yes, just simply say yes. When somebody offers me something, it's almost like no matter what it is, now my default setting is yes. No rejection, no,
yes.
Well, hemming and hawing, no, like, coming up with excuses. It's just yes. And
it can be very uncomfortable in the beginning when you change that. I begin to say yes.
What was that?
It can be really uncomfortable in the beginning when you begin to say yes and receive.
It sure can. It sure can. Yeah.
Well, and what have we been told about that, right? I mean, we've been taught so much that's not like this all our lives about how we should do for other people and that receiving creates an obligation, just like you guys were talking about before. And it does create discomfort at first.
Yeah, exactly.
So what if we could change that to become so much more ease and light for people to receive? Also, because if we're asking questions for something different and we're asking to expand our lives, we have to be willing to receive it as well, even if it's beyond what we think is possible or, like, where it becomes so uncomfortable, like the whole body feels that it's going to explode because it's so big according to my judgment.
Right,
right. What can we contribute to create change that?
Yeah, and I think that's the key right there is what you just said, is it's the judgment that actually is generally what stops the receiving.
Yeah.
So.
and you look at the energy of kids who receive so easily. They just, their barriers are pushed way down. They have no judgment about much of anything, like the toddler, 2-, 3-, 4-year-old, 5-year-old, and that lightness of tick, 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 as they go from thing to thing to thing to thing and receive without judgment and without anything, no push. And it's wonderful. Yes. It's like joyful to watch that.
They don't have a point of view that's cost $100,000 or cost $10.
It doesn't matter.
10 kroners.
I mean, how many of you know babies that would rather play with the contents of the kitchen drawer, the bottom drawer on the floor of the kitchen instead of their fancy toys, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. We have another of our co-hosts, Susanna Miedemeyer, that would like to join us. So I'm going to invite Susanna to the conversation as well. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Hi, everybody. Hi, thanks.
Hi.
Thanks for having me. And what a great show. Wow. It's so amazing to talk about choice, question, possibility, and contribution. So what I found with the contribution part is that most people have, you know, would like to receive the part that's yummy, the positive part. We're like, okay, that's okay to receive. And what I found is putting down your barriers and receiving everything, even stuff like when people are angry with you or yell at you. I had this situation the other day where a colleague of mine at the office didn't really agree on how I was, you know, playing, you know, writing a survey about a patient, and she was starting to, you know, be angry at me and yell at me. So I just put down my barriers and just allowed myself to receive everything she was talking about, and all her judgments and all her anger. And what I found is what an amazing contribution her point of view was to my life, and all the energy that she was flowing to me and pushing to me, how that could contribute to me and my body by not having the point of view that I should defend myself from it or have any barriers up, or it could hurt me in any way, but by just, wow, what contribution can her point of view, her yelling, her anger be to me? And what I've found is how by not judging her anger as something damaging or hurting, I could actually receive it as a contribution. It was this yummy, vitalizing energy that actually contributed to every cell in my body and expanded my space, even if it was something that would be considered as something, oh, you should defend yourself from it, or it's really bad. It was such an amazing contribution to my life. And this is this space where everything can contribute to you and everyone, in whatever moment of your life.
Well, and what happened with her, Susanna? Was she still as angry after
you? No. Yeah, so the funny thing is when I didn't defend anymore, when I had my barriers down, there was nowhere for her to go. It's like her fuel, she like ran out of fuel. It was like, you know, I could see how her brain was twisting. It's like, you know, she could perceive like there's no defense going up. There's like nothing to fight against. And she was like getting calmer and calmer by every moment. And I could see how that actually shifted her whole universe too. So it was really a contribution. It was mutual for both of us.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. And what a gift to your body.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
Mean, that's the thing. When we put up all these defenses and we go into this reaction, you know, if it's based on like that experience that you're just sharing, if you go into reaction and you go into defense, then that locks up your body in all this contraction too. And when you can simply receive whatever it is that you know seems to be coming at you without a point of view, it really is that space of allowance. And I have experienced that space of allowance as literally being like the lubricant of change. When I be that space of allowance, things shift so quickly. And it's as you were saying, there's just not that fight. There's not two people taking a position against each other. It's that receiving, and it can be a contribution to both parties.
Yeah. When I was in Amsterdam last weekend in class, they asked me about this energy that you were bringing up, Susanna, about the barriers. Because I was talking, let's choose more vulnerability, for example, when we're talking about relationship, how to change things, and how you basically react to somebody saying something, you put up your barriers, and then you're basically in a discussion energy, and it goes like a ping pong, and you're not getting anywhere. And so they were asking a lot about, hey, how do you lower your barriers? How do you change that? How do you become more vulnerable? And I thought we could all choose to become more vulnerable and perceive that we can change that for the whole world. And it's definitely like being totally open wound, just lowering the energy of everything that's separating you from everything around you. And it's a choice in every moment to take away everything you're defending, everything you are defending your points of views or defending anything that you have decided is real for you. And I always ask, hey, how do I ask them, what would it take for me to choose more vulnerability today? That's one question that goes in my head every day a lot of times, because I basically don't know from a cognitive way what vulnerability is, how I choose that. But when I ask it, my body has a sense of knowing. Have you guys experienced that?
Absolutely. It's an energy. Yeah.
And do you want to ask that question one more time in case people missed it the first time?
Yeah, sorry. I was fast. Yeah. What would it take for me to choose more vulnerability today? I think we're going to bring up more questions about that. I think we're up for a break soon as well.
Yeah, that will be a great topic to come back to. And we are going to take a break here in just a minute. And I just want to remind our listening audience that if you'd like to connect with us between shows, we have a Facebook page called The Value of Controversy. You can follow us on Twitter at @V_O_C, or you can send us an email at radio@thevalueofcontroversy.com. So we're going to take a quick commercial break now, and I invite our listening audience to stay tuned, and we'll be right back after these quick messages.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
When you make decisions, do you ever find yourself in doubt? Are you trying to figure out what's right with you? Are you ready to truly change your life? Listen for the Access Consciousness Radio Show with the founders of Access Consciousness, Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane Heer. Consciousness is all about including everything and judging nothing. Our program will help you break free from your personal limitations and enhance positive change in all areas of your life. Tune in to Access Consciousness Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
What would you say if I told you that you could change your life in only 1 hour and all while lying down relaxing? Thousands of people all over the world have. What am I talking about? It's called Access Consciousness, the BARS. The BARS is an energetic body process that contains 32 different points on your head that, when run, assist you in releasing decisions about any area of your life that you have made solid and, as a result, cannot change. The BARS is the first class in Access Consciousness, a dynamic set of tools and information designed to transform any area of your life. When you have a bar session, the worst that can happen is you feel like you had a fantastic massage. The best thing that can happen is your whole life could change. Go to accessconsciousness.com today to find a facilitator, to schedule a private session, or to find a bars class in your area. Are you willing to give yourself an hour to change your life?
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You are listening to The Value of Controversy. We invite you to participate in our program today. Call us toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to radio@thevalueofcontroversy.com. Now, back to The Value of Controversy.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Tamara Yonker, and I'm here with several Access Consciousness facilitators. We have Ann Maxwell and Leeson Bengtson. We've also heard today from Susanna Mittermeier, and I'm going to invite another one of our Access Consciousness facilitator hosts, Jonas Benson. He's got a few things that he'd like to share about vulnerability, what we were talking about before the break, and how that really relates to creation from controversy. Hi, Jonas.
Hi.
Hi, Jonas.
So it's so awesome to just hear your conversation. It's just expanding my universe a lot, and especially when you start talking about vulnerability, and that's one of my favorite topics, and it's actually crucial to realize how much contribution it could be to your life if you're willing to step into some vulnerability. Because when you're creating from question, choice, possibility, and contribution, and you don't have your barriers down, you will actually not be able to receive anything you're asking for or choosing or any of the possibilities that is just out there. And when you just lower your barriers and be vulnerable in this reality, you can receive everything, basically. And I know that a lot of people think that vulnerability is a weakness or it's when I'm going to get hurt, but it's actually not. That's the lie we have bought into. And when we're just willing to let down the barriers and be vulnerable, it's probably the greatest power and potency ever, because You will actually be able to create and receive everything you wish for. It's just awesome.
You know, and that has really become true in my life. Before I started with Access Consciousness, and I heard of that kind of thing, I sort of looked at people with a cocked head and was like, "What are you talking about?" And it really took me to apply what you're talking about, Jonas, and ask, you know, what's it going to take for me to live that, to really discover what it is to receive everything and to be that space of vulnerability. And it's not weakness. You know, this reality thinks it's not a good thing to be vulnerable, because then you're weak and somebody's going to come along and crush you or something like that. And what I've discovered is the more vulnerable I choose to be, the more that space and energy of vulnerability I am in my life. It's actually a potency that allows me to live. You know, Access why is my mind going blank? On all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory. Yeah, thank you. The mantra. So it really has allowed me to live that, because it's kind of like I'm, you know how like an M&M is soft on the inside and has this hard candy coating shell, and when we walk around with all these barriers up, that's kind of how we're functioning. And being that potency of vulnerability for me is more like being a solid rock of strength and potency, and being really soft and gentle on the outside and willing to receive. And then I'm not so much at the effect of the world around me, the things and people and situation and events that go on, and I'm really living that mantra of all of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory.
How does it get any better than that?
and one of the things about vulnerability in this reality is that people who are vulnerable are people who need protection and who need to be sort of defended and like that. And the Access point of view about vulnerability is just like you guys were talking about. It's so different from that.
And I even learned that when I was working as a healer. I had to protect myself. I had to put shields up. I had to be aware there are bad and good energies. And I was so grateful for Dane when he gave me a different perspective that it's all energies. And I can choose to change that and be connected with everything, because I was disconnecting and separating myself from everything as well, just on an energetic level. And then, of course, with people, when I meet them as well, when I put down the barriers and I'm just being vulnerable, they feel also more seen, heard, and totally connected. And I know with my dog, so many things changed when I began to ask questions about receiving and vulnerability. So I was like, wow, it was in my face all the time, the changes. I'm like, why didn't I know this before? But so grateful to know it now and choose it every day. And it's like, there's so much more to explore. It's endless. Like, there's no completion. Now I know it. Now I'm functioning from it. It's like more and more and more. And wow, how much more can we get connected and receive from and contribute to?
And you get energy from being like that, as opposed to getting exhausted from defending against and protecting and doing all that kind of stuff.
But I'm so grateful for you guys.
Right. Yeah, and actually, like, when you're really willing to be vulnerable and have the barriers down, it takes less effort than actually having them up, and you will receive the benefit of actually receiving everything with ease instead of receiving them with a fight or not receiving them at all.
Well, and it's kind of like what Susanna was talking about, like when the barriers are down, you get to see what the other person's point of view is or what their perspective is, and to see it without judgment at all. And it's sort of like, oh, okay, and you get it on a totally different level. And it is beyond this reality. It's beyond the judgment, and it's beyond all the conclusions and answers that we've been living by, and into this totally different space where if you give people permission to be who they are with no judgment, and you get energy from there's contribution, the simultaneity of gifting and receiving and having that awareness, and it's like, oh, it's a totally different space.
And it's in action that we receive the awareness of how different it is.
Yeah.
Really, like, there's so many few things that we can choose there. And, like, in relationship, what would happen if we would choose to be more vulnerable to each other instead of defending each other's point of views all the time?
Right.
So let's go back to the four basic things that we were talking about as well.
Right.
Question, choice, possibilities, and contribution.
So when you talk about choice, Lisa, and Tamara, are we talking about like a cognitive choice, or is it something different?
Yeah, definitely not cognitive.
Right?
And that was probably the thing that I jumped on right away was choice, because I was always functioning cognitively where I, you know, a lot of people do their pros and cons, and they're judging they're using their judgment, they're using decisions, they're going to conclusions, and there's, you know, that's not really the kind of choice that is going to generate the most expansive success. And I realized after a lot of practice and a lot of, you know, playing with what exactly is choice, coming to the awareness that it's not cognitive and it really is choosing more from energy. When I have a strong sense of the energy of what I'd like to create, what I'm desiring to create in my life, then I can begin to look at the energy. There's a great question that that Gary has invited us to use, and it's, you know, if I choose this, what will my life look like? What will my life be like? Not look like necessarily, but be like in 5 years. And it's really looking at that energy. And for me, if there's an expansiveness and a lightness in that, then I follow the energy. I choose based on the energy rather than, you know, what my cognitive mind might want to do based on a judgment or, you know, following a system or something like that. So it really is, choice is totally different in that way.
And it is, it's totally energetic. And there's a lightness to it when you know that when the choice is right for you, or when you know it's gonna, how it's gonna work out, there's a lightness about whether that actually will work for you or not. And then the density and the heaviness. And isn't it true that so often if you follow the energy, oftentimes it flies in the face of everything that you've been taught or told or learned? Or
yeah.
what the matrix of this reality is sort of says or dictates.
Yeah, because oftentimes it doesn't make sense.
It makes no cognitive sense at all.
No, it's not logic.
No, it's totally not.
Non-logic, but
it's so much more fun.
Way more fun.
Our beautiful mind really loves having everything cognitive, and we go beyond there. That's where everything is, where we can choose from. That we basically maybe been asking for, but then we still want to go through this filter of logical mind to be able to cognitize it or to be able to explain it to others. I was really good. Hey, I wanted to be able to explain why I'm choosing it, and I don't anymore.
Right.
And then I can perceive it the same thing I chose as a kid. I did not know, I just knew.
Right.
But I couldn't explain it to anybody, I just knew. And everybody has this sense. We know that. We know that everybody knows. So what would it take for us to know and choose from that knowing? And also, what would happen if we all could perceive that we have choice? Because I think a lot of people don't perceive that they have choice.
Right.
Yeah, I sure did.
And it goes back to what Marilyn was talking about at the very beginning, about when you show up as who you are, you have infinite choice, right?
Yeah,
because you're not bound by the confines or the dictates of anything other than what works for you.
Yeah, and I'm so glad that we have a lot of radio shows so we can explore a lot of these areas and contribute with so many amazing tools that there also are as an access that we all know and are using in our daily lives, and we know it works, and we also know we have choice. I'm like, wow, how does it get any better? Like, what questions can we ask? And wow, there's just infinite possibilities.
So you guys did it. When I was growing up, I was told, make up your mind and then choose it. And then that's it, right? That there was a sort of a finality anytime I made a choice. And one of the most amazing and sort of wonderful parts of access is the idea that you can choose in really short increments of time. And that if the choice doesn't work for you after you choose it, what if you could just choose something else, right?
Yeah,
I like
but that's basically almost not allowed.
I like to think that all of my choices expire in 10 seconds.
Yes.
So I need to choose again.
Yeah,
and it really makes choosing really light. It's not decision. It's not heavy. It's like, oh, my God, you better think about this long and hard because it's going to affect the rest of your life. It's not that kind of thing. It's more like, oh, well, but this choice is going to expire in 10 seconds, so then I get to choose again.
Right.
And I can keep choosing the same thing, or I can choose something different.
Right.
Even if it's a big, it feels like it's a big choice, there's still small choices along the way. It's all like divided into choice, choice, choice. And it's a big choice if you think you have to figure out the right one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's really heavy.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's so freaking cool. Like this energy that we're perceiving at the moment. I'm so grateful for that.
It is, and it's the energy of, as you mentioned, Lisa, that creating from adventure, life becomes an adventure. Like, everything about my life now is creating, and so there's just such
it's much better than my control freak, Lisa, that I knew before.
Me too. I was a control freak of magnitude, and it wasn't very fun. And I was always trying to get it right or not get it wrong or things like that. So
it was exhausting, right?
Yeah.
And it, like, it took a while to let it go, and more and more and more. And it's much more fun now. It's more with energy of adventure. But I definitely didn't know how that it could function in a different way, or that I could be in a different way.
And I wouldn't. It's almost like my mind could not have conceived of what living this way is like. So I had to be willing to play with it. I had to be willing to choose it and play with it.
But you, at some point, you knew there was, you were sensing that something else is possible, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's when, right, and that access really just turned so much of what I had based my life on really on its head and just opened up so many doors.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to say that our show is getting to be the end of our time today. So I'd like to thank all my co-hosts, Leeson and Marilyn and Jonas and Anne and Susanna, for all of your contributions today. I'd like to thank our listening audience for joining us. Don't forget that you can connect with us on our Facebook page at The Value of Controversy. You can follow us on Twitter at @the_v_o_c. And you can send an email to radio@thevalueofcontroversy.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. I know I had a lot of fun, and I'm pretty sure that everyone else did too. So
yes.
We're here every Tuesday at noon Pacific time. We'll talk more about the value of controversy each week. And if you like, if you'd like to know more about Access Consciousness, you can also join the founder of Access, Gary Douglas, and the co-creator of Access, Dr. Dane, here on the same Voice America Empowerment channel on Thursdays. They are on at 2 p.m. Pacific. So thanks for joining us, everyone, today. Have a great one.
Thank you for listening to The Value of Controversy. What questions did we create for you today? Write in and tell us. Please join us again next Tuesday at 12 noon Pacific time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about us, please visit our website at thevalueofcontroversy.com. Until our next show, be controversial and have a great week. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.